Hi there. The word for you today is on the importance of worship. In Psalm 95, verse 6, the psalmist writes, "O come, let us worship." In his book, Good Morning, Merry Sunshine, Chicago Tribune columnist Bob Green chronicles his daughter's first year. When little Amanda began crawling, he records, "This is something I'm having trouble getting used to. I will be in bed reading a book or watching TV, and I'll look down at the foot of the bed, and there will be Amanda's head staring back at me. Apparently I've become one of the objects that fascinates her. After months of having to go to her, she is now choosing to come to me. I don't quite know how to react. All I can figure is that she likes the idea of coming in and looking at me. She doesn't expect anything in return. I'll return her gaze, and in a few moments she'll decide she wants to go back to the living room, and off she'll crawl. There's a thought here I'd like to share with you. The simple pleasure of looking at the one we love is what we enjoy each time we worship God. Just sit and bask in His presence. And that's something we've got to take time to do, otherwise in our busy world we won't do it. There's a danger in any doctrine that focuses only on what we want from God and neglects the thing God created and redeemed us to do. You say, what's that? Revelation 4:11 says, "And for thy pleasure they are created." We were born, and we were born again, to worship and praise God. So how should we approach God, you say? Psalm 100 verse 4 says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise." How often should we praise God, you say? Psalm 119 verse 164, the psalmist says, "Seven times a day will I praise you." And why should we praise God, you say? Peter the Apostle answers that, 1 Peter 2 verse 9, "That they may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light."